This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks so much for joining us today. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. As we learned in our Lake Effect on-site broadcast not too long ago, Milwaukee's Latino or Hispanic community has grown to represent an increasingly important segment of the Milwaukee area's population at large.
But while we know that, there are a lot of gaps in our knowledge of how some of the region's newest residents are faring in the overall economy. There are questions that the organization called Hispanic Professionals of Greater Milwaukee wanted to explore.
They turned to the Wisconsin Policy Forum, which this morning releases a report called Upward Mobility that looks expressly at earning power and education levels among Hispanic people here. Joe Pietrangelo is a senior researcher at the forum, and he joins us in the studio to share what they learned. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So I want to start with a statistic that I was actually unaware of, at least to this degree. The Hispanic population in Metro Milwaukee has accounted for all of the region's net population growth since the beginning of the century. Is that right?
Well, that's one way to look at it. There's been a dramatic increase in the Hispanic population, about 75,000 additional people in the four-county Milwaukee metro area. And that's the same amount that the population overall has grown by since 2000. So you could look at it that without that growth, our regional population would have remained flat.
Well, right. So put that in context. What are the demographic shifts besides the Hispanic population here?
There has been some smaller growth in African American, Asian, and multiracial populations. And then there's been a big decline in the white population. That essentially the growth in some of those other communities has made up for. Like I said, if not for that growing Hispanic population, we wouldn't have grown at all.
So with that in mind, what were the gaps in what we knew about the Hispanic workforce that you sought to fill with the study?
Well, there's a lot of anecdotal knowledge about the types of occupations that Hispanics tend to be in, but we didn't know exactly how that would look if we looked at the numbers and what the wages were. We wanted to kind of look at the educational attainment and the trends in improving it, hopefully improving educational attainment. And then also we didn't really know what the younger pipeline looked like in terms of Hispanic kids who are graduating from high school in Milwaukee or going to college in Milwaukee. How are they doing and how do they compare to their peers?
Well, and so how were you able to crunch these numbers? Is this Census Bureau data you were working with?
The first piece of the report really does look mostly at census data and other federal data where we're looking at the overall adult population, the workforce, population changes, and then how Hispanics are distributed in the workforce and the wages for the different occupations that they're more or less concentrated in. Then we looked at MPS graduates, so Milwaukee Public Schools, both the traditional schools and the charter schools. We looked at the last 10 years of graduates to see what they've been doing in college as far as, what types of programs they've been going into and degrees they've been earning and how they compare to other students.
And does MPS have this kind of, is it longitudinal data?
So they participate in the National Student Clearinghouse, which tracks students across the country that go to any U.S. college or university. So it really is able to track almost every student. We looked at 10 years of their data. MPS helped us get that data through the National Student Clearinghouse.
Well, so let's go back then to the kinds of professions that Hispanics are filling in the Milwaukee area. And we should use the term Hispanics, partly, I'm guessing, because it was the Hispanic Professionals of Greater Milwaukee who commissioned the study, right?
Exactly. They're the ones who asked us to do this study. The term Hispanic, Latino, Latinx, there's different terms, I think, that are used that all kind of speak to the same population.
Well, and so then what did you find in terms of the kinds of occupations that Hispanic workers fill in the Milwaukee area?
Yeah, so we found that Hispanic workers are much more concentrated in some of the fields that you do here that, you know, in terms of food preparation and serving, building and grounds, kinds of maintenance, cleaning occupations, and but also production. Production was the number one industry. So those are the manufacturing and assembly types of jobs. Those are industries that Hispanics are more than double concentrated in relative to the general population. Then we also found occupations where Hispanics are very underrepresented, and those tend to be high-wage professional types of fields. So things like healthcare practitioners, so we're talking about physicians and nurses, legal profession, architecture, engineering, business and finance, management, those types of occupations.
And when you're talking about high wages, you're talking about essentially jobs that pay, what, $60,000 and above, right?
Right. So we actually saw that there was almost a reverse relationship between the occupations Hispanics are most concentrated in and those that pay the most. So they're sort of opposite distributions. But right. So when we looked at occupations that pay at least $60,000 or higher, Hispanics are very underrepresented in all of those. In many of them, they're less than half the concentration you would expect based on their size in the population. You know, the only occupation that they were at least as represented in as the general population that paid at least $40,000 median annual salary was a construction.
Well, and presumably a lot of the high wage jobs require a certain level of education. And so that leads us to the next part of the study, which is the kinds of educational attainment you're seeing for the Hispanic population in the Milwaukee area.
Exactly. That was the key that, how do we fill or how do we close these disparities? And is the current trajectory of younger Hispanic population on track to kind of close those disparities and be more represented in those high-wage occupations?
Well, and so what did you find in terms of what kinds of educational levels the Hispanic population in Metro Milwaukee has?
We found sort of a mix. You know, there are definitely some positive trends. There's been an increase in Hispanics with at least a high school diploma. There's been a double-digit increase percentage-wise since over 10 years. So that's been really positive. There's been an increase in college enrollment. There's been an increase in the percentage of Hispanics with a bachelor's degree or higher, but still big disparities between Hispanics and the overall population.
Right. This is a pipeline phenomenon, right? This is not something that can be remedied overnight.
Right. So it is. So we were partly wanting to see, well, is the pipeline at least looking, more like the Hispanic, more like the non-Hispanic or the general population, so that at least the gap would be closing over time. We found that in terms of, so we looked at these MPS graduates the last 10 years, and we found that a smaller percentage of Hispanic graduates have enrolled in college since graduating high school than in the other major racial groups. So that was a little bit discouraging. We did see, like I said, that enrollment has been going up, and they have been increasingly enrolling in college. But then another major difference that we saw when we looked at the graduates, the MPS graduates, was those who have gone on to complete college. The Hispanics are more likely to have completed a short certificate, sort of 1 year or shorter program at a technical college, and much less likely or to have completed a bachelor's or advanced degree than non-Hispanics.
Well, and so then at the end of the day here, this all speaks to a problem that does not look like it could be solved overnight.
Right. It just seems like it's currently looking like it'll be a long time to close these gaps unless things change and the improvement starts to progress more quickly.
Right. It sounds like this is not just an issue of how much jobs pay. This is an issue of, getting a significant part of the population ready to fill those jobs.
Exactly. Yeah. The need to get further up into these bachelor's and advanced degrees, which is, not only are those occupations high paying, but they're also some of the fastest growing. We have fast-growing occupations that are low-wage, like food preparation and serving types of occupations that Hispanics are already overrepresented in. But we see quite a few of those that I mentioned, those management, business and finance, healthcare, legal, those are growing quickly in the metro area. And so there's a need to get more Hispanic students to get through those programs.
Joe Pietrangelo, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Joe Pietrangelo is a senior researcher with the Wisconsin Policy Forum. The group's study of wages among Hispanic workers in the Milwaukee area is called Upward Mobility, and it was released this morning. You'll find a link to more from WUWM.com.